Welcome to CDC ENS podcast series. I am Lara Martin from CDC's Environmental and Social Responsibility team, and in today's podcast, we will be doing a deep dive into the sustainability journey of one of our investees, Pran RFL. Pran RFL is the largest agro producer in Bangladesh and one of the largest conglomerates of fast-moving consumer goods, or FMCG, in the country. They look at a range of products including food and beverage, furniture, plastic goods, electronics and electrodomestics. Pran RFL was established in 1981 and today exports to over 130 countries and directly employs over 100,000 people. In this podcast, Pelayo Menendez from CDC Environmental and Social Team interviews Pran RFL Corporate Finance Director Uzma Chowdhury. They will explore how Pran RFL implemented key environmental and social changes, key challenges they faced, and the value these sustainability efforts are bringing into their business.
Good afternoon, Uzma.
Good afternoon.
Uzma, you are a finance person, right?
Correct.
So why is it that you're looking after environmental and social matters?
When we started working with DFIs and CDC came forward, those finances came with a long list of to-do in the environment and social arena. As the finance person, I had to make sure that those conditions are met. But while I started working on those, I realized the value and I realized how important those things are to be done in the company so that we do not fall short in the sustainability area. The conditions were actually given to us to make sure our business becomes sustainable, our workers become healthier and happier, our environment stays cleaner. So in order to make sure, when we got the list, at that time, we did not have real environment and social compliance persons in our group. So I had to play the role, and I had to hire the right person who would actually help me out in this area. And eventually, I learned from them, they learned from me. And I first made my mindset that I will have to change these items, and with their help, I was able to bring in the change in our company.
Over the past years, the group has spent a lot of time in trying to improve the environmental and social standards. Could you please tell us why you decided to devote more resources and time in such a large group?
We are trying to climb up the ladder in the international market with our products. So in order to sell our products in the international market, our work environment, our regulations, our performance has to be in the international standard. Therefore, we were very, very much inclined to be environmentally sound. And also we are in the level where we are increasing our production. The industrial growth is tremendous. While we are growing, if we can ensure the environmental standards and set the goal in such a manner that would not detriment the environment in the long run, that would be ideal for our country. So that was the idea with which we had started, and social and environmental standard is a very important agenda for us in our company.
Can you please elaborate on some of the improvements or changes you have implemented so far?
We started with revising our environment and health safety standards, policy and procedures. We increased the number of people in the team who were implementing and monitoring those procedures. We did a lot of training in health and safety, also with gender equality. We were monitoring all the improvements that were coming across. We have made changes in the environmental and in environmental areas, like we will not use ozone-depleting substance. We have changed the work hours of people from 12 hours to 10-hour shift. We have allowed certain period of break during the work. We have also ensured that people will not be wearing any attire which can be harmful for them or dangerous for them. These are some of the items that we had actually taught our workers while they are working in the work arena.
One of the measures that you mentioned was around reducing working hours. Could you tell us more about how people took that?
I would say resistance was the word that needs to be used here. First, people resisted a lot, but we were able to explain to them, motivate them, and make them understand that spending two hours less in the workplace would actually help them recoup their health. And that was hard for them to accept in the beginning, but later on they got used to with it, and now the workers come and tell us how it is helping them in their work-life balance.
Can you tell us a bit more about the benefits or the value that you have already seen around the environmental and social improvements that you are making?
Mm-hmm. We have seen a lot of improvements. Number one is productivity of the people have gone up. The family bondage, the family environment has gone up, which in terms help the workers have a happy livelihood. When they're working, they're happy. When they are at home, they have a healthier life. So we cannot stop counting the benefits that we have derived so far.
How do you see DFI supporting companies in improving their environmental and social performance? In other words, what's our role as a DFI?
As DFI, you have access to a lot of information that the individual companies don't. DFIs work as a partner with the private companies, and wherever the mistakes are made by the companies is pretty much known to the DFIs. So if we can learn from those mistakes and make sure that we don't make the same mistakes, that would be the place how DFIs can help us out. The DFIs doesn't need to share which company made what mistake, but if you can, on a ballpark, if you can allow or share some of the experiences, what the mistakes that can be avoided in the long run, then we can move forward further easier. And definitely in our growth, we will have some mistakes, but we will not be repeating those which has already been done by somebody else.
And finally, Usma, what would be your piece of advice for any company looking at improving their environmental and social standards across their business?
Change is always challenging, but if you create the mindset that I will change, then it becomes easier. We did not consider anything that would not be that would be impossible for us. We said to ourselves that we want to create something in the work environment, and we have found ways to do it. Is the determination and the mindset. If we know what we want to do, there's always a way how to get it done. Improvement is a continuous thing. If you stop the improvement in your company, then you have accepted a failure. Therefore, in the area of environment and social welfare, we always want to make sure that we are improving every single day, even if it's a bit, it's a small bit, but we have to improve. We have to bring in change for the betterment of the human, for the betterment of the environment.
Thank you very much for listening to this ENS podcast. Hope you enjoyed. and please watch out for our next ENS podcast. In the meantime, if you'd like to find out more about ENS areas we cover in this episode or any other ENS topics, you can visit our ESG toolkit for fund managers on toolkit.cdcgroup.com.